Good morning, this is Max and Eliza with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. Queensland CFMEU boss Jared Abbott claims unions' cultural issues have been fixed after a year of administration. This comes after earlier this year, a report compiled by Jeffrey Watson SC made scathing allegations about the union's culture. The report alleged the CFMEU inflicted physical, emotional and economic abuse to further its political and financial agenda. Abbott said after 12 months of work, the union has fixed the systematic problems, stating, "I can say right now that there are no issues within the CFMEU Queensland in terms of a cultural problem, and I have full confidence in all the staff who work with me."
Stage 4 of the Gold Coast Light Rail has been cancelled with buses due to replace and carry commuters instead. This multi-billion dollar project has been scrapped by the Queensland government to shock the opposition and local mayor due to cost blowouts. The Stage 4 13-kilometre tram track from Burleigh Heads to Coolangatta was estimated to cost between $3.1 billion and $7.6 billion. However, after the review, the Department of State Development, Infrastructure and Planning found the cost could now be between $5.7 billion and $9.8 billion due to the uncertainty about deliverability timeframes. The state government will draw upon plans for a rapid bus service instead.
In national news, three New South Wales councils have decided to adopt a trial of removing shark nets amid a marine scientist and environmentalist concern. The councils are Waverley, Central Coast and Northern Beaches, which manage some of the state's most popular beaches. Wildlife scientist Vanessa Pirotta says nets do little to protect swimmers from shark bites while killing other animals like whales, dolphins, turtles and other marine life. Swimmers have raised concerns for the lack of nets, quoting community safety and peace of mind as key reasons to keep the nets in place.
In Melbourne, Indigenous leaders have called for an attack on Aboriginal protest site Camp Sovereignty to be investigated as a hate crime. About 40 men dressed in black, armed with flagpoles and sticks, approached the site chanting white power following Sunday's March for Australia anti-immigration rallies. The crowd reportedly attacked women first, burned Aboriginal flags and injured four people. Lydia Thorpe, independent Indigenous senator, has supported this call, stating, "It is horrific, violent, racist and uncalled for. I've had feedback from families in community where kids are too frightened to go to school today because of those acts of terror."
In national news, South Korea's former First Lady, Kim Kyon-hee, has been indicted on bribery charges. This is the latest scandal connected to the previous administration of her husband, former President Yoon Suk-yeol. Mr. Yoon and Mrs. Kim have both been arrested and are in jail, with Mr. Yoon currently on trial for charges including insurrection related to his ousting in April after a failed attempt to impose martial law in December. The couple are under separate investigations by special prosecutors appointed following Mr. Yoon's removal and since Liberal President Lee Jae-myung took office in early June.
For your weather today, Brisbane is lovely outside with a chance of a shower later in the day. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23 degrees. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6.5, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can follow us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
This next song contains words I don't know. Wowee! Some people might consider them offensive.